Fuck off, Kessler. His smile vanished. What did you say to me? My voice had trembled the first time I said it, so I made sure this time, every word clicking like a safety catch. I said, fuck off. You think you can talk to a cop like that, you little bitch? I met his eye, a strange, exhilarating power surging through me. That's the difference between a slut and a bitch, Kessler. A slut sleeps with whoever she wants. She's only a bitch when she doesn't want to sleep with you. For a second, a long, terrifying second, I thought he was going to hit me. His hand twitched. His face reddened. He inched forward, his shadow falling over me. Officer Kessler, said a voice like ice from the door. Out. Now. Lomax stepped into the room. Kessler looked around with pure venom, grabbed his hat, and pushed out into the street. I found myself breathing hard. I wiped my palms on my jeans. Lomax didn't say anything. She didn't need to. She just watched me, a look of profound, weary understanding on her face. I didn't know he'd be here, she said quietly. I nodded, getting my breath. Did he do that to the door? No, somebody broke in. He said he was the attending officer. Didn't you know? Isn't that why you're here? I'm Major Crimes. We don't get informed about break-ins. I came here to yell at you, she explained in an emotionless voice. I stood up straight again. Fuck you. Yell at me for what? For leaving the state without telling me. For running off on your own when there's a man maybe trying to kill you. We had no idea where you were. A bitter laugh escaped me. You want to know why I left? Because of him. I pointed towards Kessler, out on the sidewalk. Because of the two useless dipshits you sent when my dad was watching me from outside my house, who thought I was crazy. Because you two interrogated me like I was the goddamn mafia. Because you arrested Eddie when you should have been looking for my father. And then let him go. And Garrett is still out there, Lomax, and nobody is doing a goddamn thing about it. So yeah, I stepped up. She didn't argue. She just nodded, letting me vent. Her expression unreadable. Aaron, what were you going to do if you found him? He's an armed killer. I know that, I shouted. But she was right. But he didn't kill me when he had the chance in the school, I said in a tired voice. No reason for him to kill me if I find him now. You're talking about him like he's sane, like he makes sane choices. Aaron, he killed 17 people. He's not sane. You can't catch him on your own. He won't let you. And I won't let you. Let me do my job.